The Blizzard, August 9, 1945. The Long Voyage Home. As usual, there were more GIs than there were square feet of on-limits deck space, and fresh water appeared in the washroom about as frequently as a total eclipse. But the grumbling among the men with the mountain patches lacked its old intensity. This trip was different. The mess hall was clean and light and airy. The blackout was a thing of the past. The smoking lamp wasn't extinguished at sunset, and screwed-down ports no longer made hot boxes of the troops' compartments. But what made this the best of all possible cruises was that the mountaineers were going home. They were going home for furloughs. After the furloughs, they would go to Camp Carson, Colorado, to prepare to fight the Japs. They felt they had earned this furlough. Praise from Theater Commander. General Joseph T. McNarney, Deputy Supreme Commander, Mediterranean Theater of Operations, thought so too. Speaking from a quayside platform to the departing mountaineers at the 8th point of entry, he had told them they had proved themselves one of the best divisions the U.S. Army has ever had. "I've had a personal interest in your division ever since you came over," McNarney had said. "When I came to Italy last September, I made a tour of the front, and when I saw those mountains, I decided that if there ever was a terrain that called for a specially trained mountain outfit, there it was in front of me. When you came across in January, I was glad to see that you came here to Italy instead of the European Theater of Operation, which had been your original destination." After citing some high points of the 10th's battle record, first into Po Valley, first to reach the Po, first to cross it, General McNarney concluded, "You've proved that you could fight in the flatlands as well as in the mountains," and drew cheer and good-natured hoots when he added, "Although you will now be trained to fight as regular flatland infantry division, I have been assured by the powers that be that you will retain your designation as the 10th Mountain Division." The bouquet tossing was not a one-way affair. The 10th's assistant division commander, Brigadier General David L. Ruffner, after expressing confidence that the division would continue its illustrious record, told General McNarney, "We have marveled at the efficiency and dispatch with which our supplies have been furnished to us. It has been a source of pride to belong to the Mediterranean Theater of Operation and to the 5th Army. We hold to the belief that the 5th Army is the finest American army in combat."